Shalom to all. Today's office is Sham Yarl Daf Yud Gimel, and we are starting about 7 lines up from the bottom with the words Tani Rimane Badon, and in the Vilna source of Daf, it's on Zayin Amud Aleph, about 2/3 of the way through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. You had mentioned yesterday that when dealing with a Davar Chashuv, something important, we don't go with the regular Dinim of Betel. And we continue discussing this. Tani, we have a Brisa Rimane Badon Shesipku. If we have Rimane Badon, these certain type of pomegranates that are very Chashuv, if they're a Suffolk Arla, that's what Sipka means. It's a Suffolk, then Male. We'll go with regular dinim of betel. Bavadoi enoy male. If they're vadai, then we're not going to go with regular dinim because again, they're considered very chashuv. Another din, apakarka kain. Even when we're dealing with something mechuber to karka, we have that same exact din. Safek karka male. If there's a safek with this thing attached to the ground, we're going to say that there's betel. Bavikarka enoy male. If it's a vadai, there's not going to be betel. As we had mentioned before, when dealing with arla, there's no betel when it's connected to the ground. But if we're dealing with something that's a safek, so then we're going to be mekel. And hey chavida, where do we see this? Says the gemara, netiyashol arla shal kila karem. If we have a sapling of arla or a sapling of kelayim, shenis arv minatiyos, they got mixed up with other saplings, safek karka mala, vekarka ena mala. If it's considered safek, there's gonna be betel, and if it's not safek, if it's a vadai, so then there's no betel. Now, review then ask the following question. Afalini nevela kain, do we say the same by nevela or no? For example, we have a piece of nevela, which is obviously not kosher, and it's a chaticha haru uyel eschabed. It's a very chashev piece, which we know does not have the regular dinam of betel, and that got mixed up with something else. Do we say that if it's a safek nevela, it's a chashev piece, but it's a Suffolk, whether it's Nevela, are we going to be Makel there or no? And Yud Gimel based on top, the answer is Chazar Rav Yudon Umar. Rav Yudon went back and said, Nevela ain't la aliyah. Karka, yesh la aliyah. Nevela does not have this heter, whereas Karka does. And that's because when dealing with Karka, since eventually whatever's attached to the ground is going to be detached, obviously he's not going to leave it attached all the time, and when it gets detached, it loses its status of being Chashuv, and therefore we're Makel with a Suffolk even when it's still attached. And it's the same with these pomegranates that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. The only way to eat these Rimane Badon is by breaking them open, like by all pomegranates, which of course makes them lose their chashivas once they're broken open, and therefore we're makel with Rimane Badon as well when it's a suffik. But this chashev piece, this chaticha ruli eschabed by nevela, how would you make it lose its chashivas? By cutting up into small pieces. But it doesn't have to be. It's not like it will eventually be cut up into small pieces, and therefore even when there's a suffik, we're not makel. Now explaining the last part of Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi tells us that when we have this one sapling of Isser, either arla or kelaim, that's mixed up with the other ones, v'chatchila he's allowed to pick the fruit or the grapes, and there's bittul 1 in 200. So the question is, Matam Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi's reasoning? Why lechatchila are we allowed to do this? Usually we say ain bittul is lechatchila, and the answer is shekain derech bnei adam liyos meidel begafanim. It's a normal thing for a person to weed out grapevines. Sometimes the vines are packed too close together and they're not able to grow to their maximum, so he's going to weed out some. He's just going to pull some out of the ground in order to give the other ones maximum space. And that's basically what it looks like this fellow is doing when he's picking the grapes. People aren't going to think he's trying to be mevatel iser. They're just going to say, oh, he's being meidel begafanim. He's taking some of the grapes off to allow the other ones more space to grow. Now the Gemara brings up something we had in Maseches Trumas. Taman Tanin, over there we learned in a Mishnah, saw Truma shenafel l'meya, if a saw of Truma fell into 100, so there's bittul over there, tachnon upachsu, let's say he ground it all up into flour, now it turns out that he had less than he expected, because let's say this wheat was of inferior quality, k'shem shepechsu achulin, kach pechsa Truma umotar. The same way the chulin lost some because it was inferior, we assume the same thing happened to the Truma, and there still is bittul 1 in 100. We don't assume that only the chulin lost, but the Truma remained the same, and now we don't have our 1 to 100 ratio. We assume that the ratio is the same. And the exact opposite as well. If Truma fell into Chulin, and there wasn't enough to be Mevatel, and then he ground everything up, and it turned out that he had more than he expected, because it must have been superior quality, we don't say that the Chulin was superior, and the Truma wasn't, and that now we have the proper proportion of 1 to 100. The same way you want to assume the Chulin was superior, so too the Truma was, and we still don't have the proper proportion. Now what about the following? Truma fell into Chulin, and there's not enough of a proportion, there isn't 1 to 100, however, he knows for sure that the truma that fell in is inferior quality and the chulin is superior quality. What's the din with this? So pay attention to the gears of change over here. Tani, we have a braisa. Af toichen hu betchila umatir. Even lechatchila, he's allowed to grind all this grain, this mixture of chulin and truma, and now it's going to be mutter. And that's because we say that the chulin expanded. We have a lot more than we expected because, again, the chulin is superior quality and the truma is inferior quality. Therefore, now, after it's ground, we have the proper proportion. And we're still in a gears of change. Where does this come from? Dir Rabbi Yossi Omer, because Rabbi Yossi says, and here we have in the Gemara, af yischavin v'yilkot v'yal be'echad masayim, a person could even have the kavana, dafka, to pick these grapes, and there's going to be bittul 1 in 200. Basically, the same way that Rabbi Yossi says is in our Mishnah, we have the same thing in the Braisa, so it must be that Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. However, Amar Rabzeir says that no, divra kolhi, that Braisa is according to everybody. Why is that? Why according to everybody, meaning even the Tanakam of our Mishnah, would it be okay to lechatchila grind that mixture of truma grain and chulin grain, even when there isn't 1 to 100 before, and only after it's ground found is it going to be betol, that should be betol as l'chatchil, and that should be a problem. The answer is, shekein derech ha-kohanim le'yaz tochen ha-meduma l'sech b'tayin, because kohanim are just going to grind meduma inside their homes. Let's remember, what's a mixture of truma and chulin called when there isn't betol? Meduma. What does he have to do with it? Give it all to a kohen. What's the kohen going to do with it if it's grain? Well, he's going to grind it anyway, because he's not going to be eating raw grain, and so the same way that the kohen's going to end up grinding it, you are also allowed to grind it l'chatchila, and that makes betol, and it's not considered betol as l'chatchila, again, because the kohen himself is going to grind it. Now the question is, what's an afkamina between these? What's the difference between Shitas Reb Zeira, that brisa is a Devar HaKol, or Lefi the first side of the Gemara, that brisa is only according to Reb Yosi? And the answer is, Kela Kerem. Let's say we have wheat that had Isra of Kelaim that fell into other wheat, and there's not enough. There isn't 1 in 200, so there's no bittul, and there's only going to be bittul if it's ground up. Is it allowed to be ground l'chatchila? So al daitin Reb Yosi, Teichno Matir, according to Reb Yosi, 1 l'chatchila is allowed to grind it, whereas al daitin Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, ain't Teichno Matir, a person is not a grind l'chatchila to be matir it, because the only reason why one is allowed to grind in the case of Truma is like what we just said, because the kain's going to end up grinding it. But here, when we're dealing with Arla, no one's going to end up grinding it, and therefore, l'chatchila, one would not be allowed to grind is also a mixture of kilayim wheat. We're going to stop it for now, pick up tomorrow with halacha hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.